John, let's start with what's coming up most in the near future. What do you have on tap for E3? What are you going to be showing off?
We're going to be showing number one, Dominion. It's our real-time strategy game, and it is going to be released within the next 2 weeks. So there'll definitely be a big presentation of that game, and we're also going to be showing Daikatana, the current progress of the game, and behind the scenes we'll be showing Anachronox and maybe some Deus Ex.
Deus Ex? What's that?
Right. That's our RPG, 3D RPG that Warren Spector is doing based on the Unreal technology.
Hmm.
Do you remember System Shock?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is the guy that wrote System Shock, and he is doing Deus Ex.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very deep RPG. Anachronox is also going to be really huge and epic, but it's more designed along the lines of a Japanese console RPG rather than a computer RPG like System Shock.
You'd said that Anachronox would be similar to Final Fantasy?
Yeah, so. Final Fantasy VII, much more than something you'd see on a PC.
So when I last spoke to you, you were still in the process of converting Daikatana from the Quake 1 engine to Quake 2.
Yep.
That's been about a month. How is progress on that?
Done. Okay. Finished.
And totally.
And it looks really good.
So what's left to do?
Finish the level design and finish getting the weapons animating and working right and, make sure that the gameplay is there, tweak all the monsters, make sure that their AI is cool and that they're scary and do what they should do and, make things work the way that they should.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what's left. It's probably a million things left to do, but you can kind of sum it up as that.
all the little details that have to be mopped up now?
Yeah, the details are pretty important.
So what's the projected release date on that?
Projected release is probably the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
It'll definitely be for Christmas. We're just trying to get it done by the end of September. We're doing good.
Right. Will Anachronox make it this year?
No. No, we're keeping Anachronox for the first quarter of next year.
Sounds like you're holding on to it.
Yeah. We're keeping it a little bit longer because, when you publish through a distributor like Eidos, they have a lot of products coming out, and we don't want to crowd the market and make it tough on them for marketing and stuff. So we want to keep, they don't have a whole lot of Q1 releases, so we'll hold on to Anachronox and make it a Q1 release.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be plenty of mind share for Anachronox.
Mm-hmm.
And marketing dollars and all that.
Right. Now that it's been 2 years since you've left id, are you satisfied with the direction your company is taking?
Oh, yeah. It's doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better than I thought.
How so?
Just everything is working out. Right, the teams are perfect now. We're doing more than I thought that we'd be doing. Things just have been turning out much better than I thought.
What's left to accomplish besides shipping some products?
Hmm?
What's left for you to accomplish besides shipping some products?
That's it.
That's it?
That's the goal. Ship those games. Make some cool stuff and put it out there, and, that's what really matters.
Mm-hmm. When we talked, I kind of got the sense that you really want to prove something to some people. I guess some people felt that you had lost a little bit of drive. Is that really the case, or am I kind of imagining things?
No, I lost the drive to basically sit in the background in game design and not push it as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much got tired of just supporting a technology just to support it and make it make a game that really showed it off instead of showing off the game design and spending time on the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening here, and you'll see when the game comes out, Daikatana will end up having about 80 monsters in it when it's finished, and everything else, there's a million of everything else too. So
I've
got a ton of content.
That's something I wanted to ask you about. You have said since the beginning content is king. Compare Daikatana to, say, any of the other first-person shooters in terms of the monsters, weaponry, the various assortments. How does it compare as opposed to some of the more straight-ahead shooters?
Well, it's got lots of weapons that will be just as cool as the other games. I mean, you got to have something that shoots projectiles like rockets, and so
sure.
Everyone has something like that. And it's got all the really cool weapons that you would expect, plus a lot of really new ones. Definitely useful for deathmatch and everything. The content thing is is you know, the game's got to be more than just a cool technology. It's got to have there's got to be reason why you want to play it other than technology, and it's
mm-hmm.
because it's the game design that really drives it.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is still very, very important. You know, you can't make a game using Doom's technology today and expect it to sell. You got to use the latest stuff, but you know, with that, you have to spend time making the content in the game equal the level of technology. And so that takes a commitment, you know, to actually spend the time doing that.
Right. Now, I know two very different elements of the game that are not in the traditional first-person shooter that you've added are NPCs or...
the sidekicks,
sidekicks,
yeah.
And levels.
And skill levels, right.
Skill levels, right.
Attributes.
How do those play out in the game?
Well, the characters travel with you through the game. You know, they can get damaged. They help you kill monsters. They basically are there for exhibition purposes for the story. Exposition, sorry. You know, they kind of reveal the story as you go through it. And they also do other things like identify weapons and help you out if you get stuck. If you're on, you know, easy difficulty level, they'll give you hints if you're stuck in a certain place for too long. And so they're used in a lot of different ways instead of just these silent bots that are running around, you know, killing things.
Mm.
So we're trying to give them a lot of character and make them interesting and useful.
Mm.
So that's, you know, that's kind of a big deal. The attributes is basically adding a little bit of RPG stuff to the game. And it really helps enable you to change your character. So, you know, in these games, these are, you know, action adventures basically is what I've been making. You know, by the time you start the game and, you know, 2 days later, whatever, after you've traveled through all this hell and blasted things and gotten better at, you know, strafing and shooting, all this stuff, and aiming, you know, you mentally, you're a different person than when you came in and started the game. And what I wanted to do with Daikatana was also make it so physically your character in the game is different by the time you're at the end of the game. So you start out on a basic level, but by the end of the game, you're, you know, you've changed your character to where it's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're really happy with the character that you've turned out to be later, and it's not just the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all the attributes and stuff come in.
Okay, with all the first-person games coming out this year, I think there's a bunch of Star Treks, there's Sin, there's Unreal, Duke Nukem Forever. What's your assessment of the first-person gaming market this year?
Well, basically, the ones that are getting the most press and mindshare and everything would be Unreal, Sin, Half-Life, Duke Forever, and Daikatana. Those are like the five big ones that everybody's watching. That's because they've been in development longer than some of the other titles that are starting to come out now, like Trespasser and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really glad that the market's turning out like this, because back when we first started doing these games, we were the only ones doing them. You know, it was like, here's Doom. There's nothing else. You know, have fun playing it. And then here's Doom 2. There's still nothing else out. You know.
But that meant all the sales were for you, though.
Hmm?
But that meant you got all the sales.
Right. Right. I got all the sales before.
Well, I'm saying, what's so bad about that?
Oh, there's nothing bad about it, but it's not all about sales. I mean, I want to play these games. I want to play games like that. You know, I love playing other people's games because I don't know anything about them. So, you know, when Dark Forces came out, it was like a revelation. It was amazing. I couldn't believe how cool it was that I was playing a 3D game that I didn't make. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then Duke 3D comes out, and it was just like, it was so much fun playing something that I hadn't done, you know, because I love playing games. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad that there's all these cool 3D games coming out that I can play them, because I'm really glad the market's getting bigger like this.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what do you think all these new types of games and all these new companies entering the market, then, is the first release for them? And I think Half-Life is making its first release for Valve.
Yep.
What does this mean for gamers?
That just means more cool games. And, you know, it's really cool that people don't try and copy each other so much. They try and, you know, do something different with their game that everyone else isn't doing. Usually startup companies will do a game that is like what's out there, just because it's a little safer, you know, to get them going, and so they can they're not taking too big of a risk, so they can actually make another game that might be a little bit more avant-garde and different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, they're still going to make a really great 3D shooter. It just won't be as wild and whacked out as they could actually create, you know, and that's kind of what you'll expect for their second game or third game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, good luck to everybody. It's going to be cool having this many games in the market.
Okay, final question. You know, it will be known for its technology. What will Ion Storm be known for?
Well, obviously for the game design, because that's where our focus is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.